Blog Talk Radio.
Shit is happening all over. It's like people done run amok. Shit is all fucked up. We getting murdered left and right, ain't nobody stopping it. Yo, no matter where you go, it's still the same old. Kids on the street, some that ran away from home. Fiends, drug dealers, pimps, and renegade hoes. Drug prices rise when there's a drought on dope. People in the streets just looking for a fix. Some young girl in a parlor or outside turning tricks. Dudes plotting on a dope house, trying to catch a lick. The Asian police line trying to make the charges stick. Or dealers hitting the streets, fresh from the pen. Come a whole to a laundry list of dead friends. Some youngin' out trying to get a rap as a gunner. Another rapper claiming to capture the summer. Yo, it's the same from Cleveland to Ferguson. No indictment, a true bill, but the verdict's in. From Chi-Town to Compton and Oakland, you know what it is. Our community's been broken.
New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Live street shit
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Reality rap
pumping on your block.
It's been said it's nothing new that's under the sun. Another mother mourning her child's murderer. Police out of control, seeking inner city residents. Every day another slaying of unarmed black men. 50% unemployment and poverty's got them locked in. While billionaires is profiting. Our girls fill their bodies with silicone and collagen. No cure for cancer, but pharmaceuticals is prospering. Power structures are scared of youth in the streets. They don't want you awoke, they want you to stay asleep. The game is rigged for cowards, liars, and cheats to win. You get a longer sentence based on the color of your skin. Martin Shkreli bought the drug Jared Prim. They raised the price by over 5,000%. Saving lives is not the mission, but how much cash that you stashed in your saving. Now that's capitalism.
New York, the same shit is going on.
Word, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Real hip hop
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Word, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. The same shit is going on.
Live street shit
pumping on your block.
How much have you invested in time bitching and bickering over bullshit and nothing that's progressive or obsessing over paper and material possessions? I know I'm supposed to entertain, I ask serious questions. Most of the shit you see in the media is so depressing. Even with a black president, the same or worse oppression. They say the game never changes, just the players. So I plan to play so well that they'll never play us. From my heart to God's ears, I swear these years it's been more clear. Mother shed more tears. We in global warfare. Is there love? Sorry, son, there ain't no love here. Love them packed up and moved away to Mars. So I be sitting at you like I was the Wizard of Oz. With these out of this world bars and a flurry of metaphors. So far, I got the game covered like a blizzard, y'all.
New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Reality rap
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Real hip hop
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Ferguson, Missouri.
Pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Chicago, Illinois.
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
South Carolina.
Pumping on your block.
Yeah, city after city, state after state, body after body, and still see no justice.
Blog Talk Radio is the Block Report, and it's Monday, the Monday Motivation Show. Who is I Am? And I am your host, Tafari XL. I am an abundance of plenty of other things as well, and we will get to that in a few in the show. The call-in number is 929-477-3093. It is Monday, and it's the beginning of your week. It was open. We're hoping that you started out the week on a very high and positive note, as like we do. Now, we're gonna go ahead. We're gonna go into the trending and current topics in a bit. I just want to go ahead and line some things up here. Also, that song you just listened to, that is In New York, by myself, and that will be on the manifestation tape that will be coming out soon. The Block Report also, as I've been talking about, has its own social media page, Facebook page, on facebook.com/ The Block Report, spelled the regular English way, TheBlockReport. And, of course, you can find me, TafariXL, on Instagram at TafariXL and on Twitter at TafariXL. So let's get into it. It's the Monday Motivation Show, and what we want to do is we're going to discuss a few things. But before we get into that, I'm going to go into what we normally do, where we go into some of the trending and current topics. And I'm going to drop something from this page here. It's on, called Monday Motivation. I didn't even know they had a page named that when I called the name for this show for this day. But I happened to find it on Twitter. And they actually have some pretty cool stuff. Okay, it's all right. It's nothing. I mean, I'm not disparaging them saying their stuff is whack or whatever, because I'm going to express some of the stuff on the page here, but it's pretty decent. And as far as if you want to just go want to read quotes, but one of the things I want to also make you know is that it's not just about reading them. You got to find a way to internalize them and make them a part of your own personal being and your own system of how you operate and conduct yourself. So you have to make it a part of you in order for it to really manifest. And that takes a bit of time. You have to practice it every day, day after day, and in every situation that you encounter that makes you test that same motivational quote or theory, so that you can prove to yourself that it's correct, it's right, and you're on the right path to where you're trying to go. Also, if it's not correct, what kind of adjustments or adaptations you might need to take and make in order to make it correct. So we're going to go ahead and drop a few of the lines here that they dropped and the ones that I find. Some of them are pretty basic, but I saw a couple earlier that I was going to use. Right. Okay. This one is pretty basic, but I actually found it kind of cool. It says, "Don't worry about what people are saying behind your back. There's a reason they're behind you." All right. Failure is success if we learn from it. And I'm going to be playing a clip, too, that's going to be talking about failure and success. It's going to be not in a direct way, but in a generalized way, and you should pick it up. The only strategy that is guaranteed to fail is not taking risks. And that's attributed to Mark Zuckerberg, which is the founder and CEO of Facebook. So that's a few of those motivational quotes. I'm going to go, of course, I could have found more and maybe some more hopefully inspiring and uplifting ones. These were just a couple that I briefly wanted to run through, and you can use them and apply them to the way that you want. And this particular show is probably a good show for you guys out there, guys and gals out there listening, to take some notes and pay attention, because we're going to play a few things out here that I think should be very helpful and beneficial and should help you see some light to some of the things that maybe there was some darkness on before. So the caller number is 929-477-3093, and it's TafariXL on The Block Report with The Block Report. And as I said, the Facebook page is up for The Block Report right now, so you can go there, drop a few comments, quotes, lines, any information. If you're interested in bookings or inquiries, you can drop information there, send a message there, and then we'll get to you, and we'll deal with it from there. Also, before I forget, the show is brought to you by TDK Visions, Inc., and we are glad to be on the air with you guys again. So let me go into it. I have a couple of clips that we're going to play, and let's see. Let me find the clip here. Matter of fact, where is my background music? But before I go into that, hold up, it looks like I got somebody here that wants to say something. It looks like my uncle my cousin here is on the line, and he wants to say something. So I'm going to bring him in real quick and see what he got to say. If I can find him, what is this thing? Wow. All right, all these clips. Here it goes.
I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch. Your thoughts.
Oh, that wasn't it. That wasn't him. This is the wrong line. It's another guy. Hold on. This is the one.
The only one that can stop you from winning is you.
Oh, that's the wrong one too. Okay, where is he at? I guess I can't find it. Okay, well, all right. Let's just go into the clips. So the calling number is 929-477-3093. Call up, get on the line, and we want to talk with you. So the next joint we're going to play, oh, here goes my background music. I found it now. So we're going to go into the clip that I have here for you guys. Where is it? I do what is hard. And this is a motivational clip. It's talking about doing what is hard. And I'm going to play a few of those clips for you in just a second, guys. Here we go.
The people that will make it in this life, they look around for the circumstances that they want, and if they can't find them, they create them. There's something in you that says always strive to get on top in life because it's the bottom that's overcrowded. You are different. You have greatness within you.
Don't judge your circumstances and the possibilities for your future based upon what you have now and because of what's going on now. No. That's not the real reality there. What you're going through, if you're going through some hard times, it has not come to stay. It has come to pass. It's all right.
You've got to find what you love. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking and don't settle. As with all matters of the heart, you'll know when you find it. Stay hungry, stay foolish.
Sorry, the clip I'm playing was from a motivational speaker speaking to potential entrepreneurs and people who are entrepreneurs. So you hear them talking things, saying things like, as he said, stay hungry, stay foolish. They're talking about chasing your dreams and stuff like that. And as he said, the people that make it in life, he's saying you make your opportunities. If they don't see the circumstances there, then they make them. And, you know, so it was going through all of that. Now, these are things, you know, I kind of have them clipped up and put together in a way for you, and I'm only going to come in and say a few words here and there and after or before to explain what you're hearing and what's going on and why it makes sense and why we're playing it at this particular time, okay? And now, so we're going to go into the next one that I have, and this one is it's not that long. It's going to be pretty quick. Let me see. This is 2, this is 3, this is 4, okay? So it's not going to be that long. Here we go. Okay, I see this one. I see it. Okay. All right, so here it goes.
If you do what is easy, complain about your situation, your circumstances.
Right, this one is if you do what is hard, do what is hard. Because a lot of the times, you see, just like myself, you know, I've done a lot of things. And what I looked at, a lot of people, when I've told people that I was going to do things or whatever, they just kind of sit there and listen or whatever. Or they want to throw ideas and interject and throw their own kind of 2 cents in. But when you really look at it, a lot of those, if you really look at them, you see that they never really pursued their dreams or they haven't done any much of the ideas that they ever talk about. So what you got to do is be careful and stay away from people and individuals like that. I mean, how are you going to be throwing ideas out there and talking about stuff and you haven't done anything in the direction of that at all? So, you know, they always have plenty of advice for you, though. So you got to watch out for those types of folks. So this brother, he's talking about, and you may notice when you start hearing this clip, you may notice and start noticing some people in your life that are like this notice that you have been like this at some point in your life as well. So we're going to go into this clip. So it's about doing what is hard. And doing what is hard is what's going to get you to winning. Because if you do what's easy, that's what everybody usually goes to do. Just like they were saying that the bottom is still is overcrowded. The top is very spacious, because a lot of people, they go to the bottom because they do what's easy, and you know they quit on their dreams. They doubt themselves, and they don't compete or go aggressively for what they want. So that's where you don't want to be. You want to be at the top. So he's going to talk about in this clip doing what is hard.
If you do what is easy, complain about your situation, your circumstances. If you do what is easy, stand around and be a volunteer victim like everybody else. If you do what is easy, surrender and give up on your dreams, become depressed and bitter and angry. Anybody can do that. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard.
Do what is easy, your life will be hard. You see what I'm saying? So that's some real, real powerful stuff right there. And you heard, so if you hear that, you could see that you might know of someone, you know, in your life personally, or it might be you that have been one of those people that did things that was easy, went the easy way out. Let me go on. So it's the Block Report with Tafari XL. The call-in number is 929-477-3093. Call in, push 1 if you have a question or you want to add to the conversation. Also, we're going to go into the I Am Clips, which is by this. When I start playing the I Am Clips, it's also by a gentleman. I got this from a gentleman named David Allen, and they have a YouTube page, You Are Creators, Inc., and you can hear the full clip in its entirety from there. And it's a very, he uses spirituality and the word God quite a bit in the explanation of the I Am situation. But it's because a lot of people are religious and know more about, you know, and understand things using the word God. I don't really quite use that word that often myself, or really in my language, because you got to be careful of the language and the words that you use, because some of them are triggers to certain type of behaviors and thinking, which is negative. And God is a concept, you know, but a lot of people don't understand that. So. But we're going to get into that. So, like I said, it's the clips from I Am is from David Allen and You Are Creators, Inc. So let's go. I believe I have 2 more clips with this Do What Is Hard story right here. And then after I play those, then we're going to go into it. So hold on a second.
The unconditioned or formless awareness.
No. All right, that's the wrong clip. Let's see.
I am a magnet.
Right, that's I Am. We're going to play that I Am. It's hot. It's hot on the button.
The Virgin Mary.
All right, okay, all right. That's not it. Also, yeah, that I Am, when he goes into it, he has a deep explanation of the Virgin Mary on that situation, too. So I'm going to play that. We're going to get into all of that. I'm just trying to find this Do What Is Hard clip.
People that are hungry are relentless. People that are hungry are unstoppable. People that are hungry refuse to give up. People that are hungry, no excuse is acceptable for not making their dream become a reality.
How much money do you want to make a year? What do you want to drive? How do you want to live? Stop just waking up like an accident. What do you want? And then once you find out what you want, spend the rest of your natural life waking up and going after it. If you keep being a victim, if you keep letting losing happen to you, if you keep letting people do you and treat you any kind of way, it's going to become a culture. Winners win. And losers lose. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power. Every single day, I'm going to do everything in my power to become a victor and not a victim. Winners win and losers lose.
Right, so you see, what the main theme of that is winners win and losers lose. And what that's about is that, you see, you know, you got to develop this mentality of steel where you don't accept defeat, you know. You don't accept defeat, and you have to see yourself as a victor and not a victim. So this all is going to tie into with the show is motivation and who is I am, because you got to start seeing yourself as the victor and not the victim. And you got to also see, you got to see that, you know, you can't quit on your dreams or accept defeat. So that's what that's all going into as well. And, you know, if it's material things that are your motivation, that's generally not the best motivation. I wouldn't recommend whatever, because it's going to come to you. The material things will come to you with your success as far as in business, or if you're pursuing entrepreneurship. So that's coming or whatever. But, you know, you have to, I think the last clip I have said it, or that was the one that says, you know, you have to find something you love and pursue that, because you see, and that's one of the secrets, or one of the ingredients to happiness, is being able to do something that you love and get paid for it at the same time. That's really great. So we're going to go in. We got one more clip to play for that, and then after that, we'll probably have like a few minutes left, and then I'll go into that I am. Let's see here now. So it's the Block Report with Tafar by XL. We got one more clip here. Let me see.
I am love.
Oh, no. All right. So let me see.
People that are hungry are relentless.
No, we played that already. We might have played all of that.
The people that will make it in this life, they look around.
The Virgin Mary.
Yeah, I think we played all of them. So it looks like we might have played all of them, and then we're going to go. We have the, then it's going to this, what is this here? Let me just make sure. Caller number is 929. Caller number is 929-477-3093. The Block Report with Tafar IXL. Now we got here. All right, so it looks like all we have left here is the I am clip.
Or formless awareness.
And we're going to go into that, all right? Just trying to find the clips here and have everything lined up properly. Okay, guys. So, yeah, because we played the winning part. That's right. So, winners win and losers lose. And losers lose because they quit and they lose. They lose faith. They lose belief in themselves. And that's why they lose. Winners win because they never lose faith or belief in themselves. And they don't allow negativity to get into their mind, into their mindset, and they're thinking about what they're doing. And they vigorously pursue their dreams, and they don't quit on their dreams. And they perfect their craft. So there's a few things right there I'm dropping on y'all. So it's the Tafar by XL with the Block Report. The calling number is 929-477-3093. We're gonna go into this. We're gonna go into the I am. Now, as I told you before, I am. I got these clips from a guy from David Allen, and they have a YouTube. It's actually a book. I never read the book, but this clip I got it from YouTube, and it's You Are Creators Inc. where you can find it, so you can go look it up there if you want. And there's some things right here you should take some notes on. I have where you could even write it down and then use it as positive affirmations of yourself that you can say and use that. And if you do that, I mean, if you did this every day for like maybe, I mean, if you did it every day, period, but if you did it every day for at least, you know, you could try it maybe 30 days, 90 days, you would possibly see. I believe you would see, as long as, because if you listen to what is being said and you have to say it with conviction, you would definitely see some change visible. It's not saying that you would jump.
People that are hungry.
Sorry about that. Not saying that you would jump to being some great guru or some great business person. It's possible, but definitely what it would do for you is it would change, it would plant seeds in your mind to have a positive outlook on yourself. And, I mean, you ever hear the phrase, you know, if you feel good or think good of yourself, you know what I'm saying, you know, that is going to show. You know, look good, feel good. Feel good, look good. You know what I'm saying? So, and actually, if you don't know this, your appearance, sure, your appearance on the outside, that's one thing, but you see what you think of yourself on the inside plays a role in your appearance on the outside because you perform according to how you think of yourself. So if you think of yourself as not being good enough or in fear, or you live in a fear type of mindset, then there's no way where you can actually show or shine, and that's going to be seen by other people. So if you think of what you're doing is right, you're doing the right thing. You're not thinking of where you think of yourself as you deserve the best. You deserve to have whatever it is that you want. And in that case, if you think of yourself like that, then that's going to appear. That's going to go ahead, and that's going to be your appearance that people who can see will see. Others that are just looking at the material aspect, you know, they're not going to see that, but they may see it, may catch a glimpse of it, and it's going to make you look even better to people. Now, we're going to go into this I am clip, and
the unconditioned or formless awareness.
Hold on a second, guys. Sorry about that.
Itself.
The board here is acting up. Let's see. So we have the I am. Yep, we're going to start with this one right here. I am.
People that are hungry are.
Sorry, guys. Yes, here it goes. Here goes the I am clip.
I am love. I am wealth. I am health. I am spirit. I am power. I am abundance. I am plenty. I am divine substance. I am strength. I am source energy. I am genius. I am beauty. I am life. I am color. I am thankful. I am divine mind. I am energy. I am God. I am happy. I am fun. I am law. I am open-minded. I am young. I am strong. I am wise. I am wonderful. I am positive. I am determined. I am motivated. I am persistent. I am upbeat. I am confident. I am thoughtful. I am tolerant. I am integrity. I am confidence. I am divine energy. I am success. I am intelligence. I am the truth. I am good. I am that I am. I am mind. I am joy. I am one with God. I am perfect. I am peace. I am whole. I am grateful. I am secure. I am free. I am consciousness. I am awareness. I am mind. I am insight. I am revelation. I am illumination. I am enlightenment. I am heaven. I am unlimited. I am harmony. I am prosperous.
All right, we got about a minute left, and then we're going to go into the last 15 minutes of the show. So you see there's a lot of things he's saying in there, and those are affirmations. So these positive affirmations, and if you practice doing that and you say it and you mean it, you say it and mean it. Notice what I said, say it and mean it, you can definitely, I can say that you will definitely see some positive reaction. You will see something positive in your life. Not only that, I mean, I'm not saying you're going to end up with a ton of riches like Mark Zuckerberg or any of those guys out there. It's possible you might, but what I'm saying is that you'll at least have a different outlook. It will affect your outlook. And if you're constantly saying those things to yourself and you say it and you mean it, then, you know, there should be no room for negative aspects and fear to go ahead and enter into your realm. And that's one of the things you don't want. You want to treat your mindset and your thinking like a temple, and you don't want certain things to enter that temple, you can entertain them but don't accept them. So we're going into the next 15 minutes of the show, and I'm going to go ahead. We're going to furthermore into the I Am clips, and it's the Block Report with Tafari XL. If you're not already on the line, where you know, then I can't get you. So unless you push 1, if you're on the line, you push 1, and then I can get you. If not, you just have to get this in the archives. So let's go to the next I Am clip. And
the unconditioned or formless awareness, I Am, conditions itself into the image and likeness of your concept or ideal. The I Am within you, which means being, life, awareness, self-originating spirit, etc., is God or the life principle. I Am is the true Christmas tree, and all gifts are on the Christmas tree, for God is both the giver and the gift. If you work for someone and he pays you, he is liquidating an obligation. But I Am is a gift to you. No work or sacrifice is needed. You are God. You are the I Am that I Am. You are consciousness. You are the Creator. This is the mystery. This is the great secret known by the seers, prophets, and mystics throughout the ages. I dwell within every conception of myself. From this withinness, I ever seek to transcend all conceptions of myself. By the very law of my being, I transcend my conceptions of myself, only as I believe myself to be that which does transcend. I am the law of being, and beside me, there is no law.
Right, right. Okay, so you get that. He's explaining the whole theory of I Am and showing you why, where and why the power is in the I Am and saying it. So we have another, we have about 2 more clips of the I Am. I'm going to get into that. Let me see. I should have 2 more clips. Hopefully I didn't. Let me see.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that. That's not it.
People that are hungry are relentless.
That's not it either. But you hear that? People that are hungry are relentless. Let me see. Where is it?
The people that will make it in this life, they look around.
Here it is. Here's the I Am clip. Sorry about that, guys.
The Virgin Mary. The I Am within you.
Right, so he explains a good theory. Before I go into that clip, he's just going to explain a theory of the Virgin Mary and what the original of the words mean, the origin of the words meant or mean. And another thing for you guys to know as well is that also, if you notice, when he was speaking to I Am, he also said, I am God, for y'all to understand, so and divine. Divinity. So he's showing you all of these things, and if you hear the whole clip, he even includes I Am the universe. So this whole I Am concept and everything is bringing you to see and have an understanding that you're one with your environment and everything that is around you, and also you how and what a powerful part you play in making and having your thoughts become reality, and that's what this is about. So this is in the realm of the motivation, which we're talking about. And I'm just going to go into the clip, and you're going to hear him go into a little more about the Virgin Mary and explaining how this relates to the I Am that we're talking.
The Virgin Mary. The I Am within you is the Virgin Mary, which is capable of infinite conceptions of itself without the aid of any man. The word virgin in the Bible means a pure mind or mind dedicated to God. The word Mary comes from mare, meaning the sea, all of which means the pure stream of consciousness. Maya, the name of the mother of Buddha, has the same meaning. The words Queen of Heaven, Star of the Sea, Isis, Queen Esther, etc., all mean the same thing. The I Am, or presence of God in your subconscious depths. God, or I Am, gives birth to the entire cosmos and all things contained therein. and is the only presence and power. Actually, all the symbols of Christmas have to deal with the human heart, or your subconscious mind. The star spoken of represents the infinite intelligence within you, which guides and directs you and reveals to you the answer. You can claim that God is guiding you and revealing to you the answer or solution to your problem. Accept the truth that the nature of infinite intelligence is to respond to you, and you will receive an answer without the aid of any man. You can boldly affirm, I am whole, perfect, strong, loving, illumined, prosperous, and inspired. As you continue to affirm these truths and feel and believe what you claim, without the help or cooperation of anyone, you will express what you feel to be true. Remember, whatever you attach to I am, you become.
Whatever you attach to I am, you become. Now that's powerful, because you got to understand that this is why I said what you say, you have to mean it. So, and also another thing, if you're saying like negative things and you're thinking, you know, oh, I can't do it. You're, if anything, you relate to yourself where you say I can't, or I am not anything negative. I am afraid. All these things, and you know, it will manifest itself. So what we're talking about is the true power of the word, and the word is very powerful, and it will manifest itself. So, for instance, I read a book which I tell people about quite often, called The Four Agreements. And one of the agreements in The Four Agreements is be impeccable with your word, and it's something that I truly believe in. So with something like this right here, when you're saying I am and you're really affirming your true nature in the universe and in the world, and you're affirming that you are part of it all, and you are your own whole entity which is responsible for your destiny and your thoughts and your thinking and your life, it takes on a whole new transformational type of thinking. And sometimes, being that people are doing so many things and concentrating on so many other things like paying bills and stuff like that and family issues, they tend to forget this and forget this information here, or don't even get it. And because they're paying attention to a lot of other stuff, trying to compare themselves with other people, so they lose sight of this type of thinking and this understanding and information which I'm bringing here with the I am. So hope you're taking your notes, and we got a few minutes left in the show, and we got one more clip from the I am. I'm going to see if I can find it. If I don't, and try to find it real quick, and then after that we're going to go out with a musical with one of my joints, one of my songs that should be released here early summer, if not sooner.
The unconditioned or formless awareness, I am.
And it's called It Feels Like, and we'll do that to end the show out with.
I am a magnet. I am gifted. I am responsible.
All right, this is the last I am clip, and it definitely, and it's just continuing on based off of what I was just saying, and so just soak it up, you know, and get with it. So we're gonna play this clip, and then we're gonna play that, and like I said, then we play that joint I got, It Feels Like, and then we out of here, and we'll be back Wednesday at 12:30. On the Block Report with Tafari XL. So don't miss out, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'll be on the air with the Wisdom Wednesday show, and we'll be going from there. And of course, you know, we'll be doing trending topics or whatnot and all that stuff. Actually, we'll probably, one of the topics we'll be covering is the water crisis in Flint, Michigan, and another topic will be, we're going to talk, I'll let you guys know when I send it out, but we'll be talking about that. And we didn't really cover any trending topics today, but it's It's a motivation because I want you guys to wanted to contribute and pass along some information and words that you can use and things you can use for to add to your motivation or help increase you in your path and your journey and everything and to that nature. So we're going to play this last I Am clip.
I am a magnet. I am gifted. I am responsible. I am vitality. I am radiant substance. I am divinity. I am light. I am the way. I am everything. I am alive. I am calm. I am relaxed. I am divinely guided. I am pure. I am noble. I am awake. I am allowing. I am creative. I am blessed. I am worthy. I am blissful. I am beautiful. I am grace. I am focused. I am kindness. I am imagination. I am inspired. I am thin. I am vibration. I am the universe. I am master of my destiny. I am what I desire to be.
All right, you hear that? You are what you desire to be. So take that with you and focus on that. Find out what it is you want and what you desire to be, and then affirm that for yourself and then make that a reality. So we're going out. It's the Block Report with Tafari XL. And, you know, for instance, because I could tell you as well, because I said I wanted to do the music thing. I wanted to, you know, work in the studio. I was able to work in a couple of studios, work with certain labels and work on some certain projects that went ahead and had some level of success. So I said I wanted to do it, and I did it. I worked towards doing it. I said I wanted to open my business. I opened my business, worked on that. So I know. So I'm not just telling you this from one aspect. I'm telling you from somebody just telling you about it. I'm telling you about it from the aspect that I know because I've seen it and done it. I said I wanted to get the podcast going and do the show. I was talking about the podcast with so many people, and everybody's like, yeah. And I don't see them around no more, but the podcast is on and popping. And, you know, that's just the way it is. So that's why everything that I've ever said that I wanted to do or that I was going to do, I'm either working towards it or I'm doing it. So I'm telling you, and you hear me, I'm using those words, I am. So I'm telling you that this is real, okay? Take it in, soak it up. Get with me on Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wisdom Wednesday show on the Block Report. And we only got a couple minutes left, so you're only going to get a little bit of this joint, but I'll probably play it on Friday in full in its entirety, and then we can kick it then. Peace.
Tafari, yo, they wanna know how it feels, let them know.
It feels like a punch to your chest, it feels like a gun to your neck, it feels like a blade to your gut, it feels just like a kick in the nuts, it feels like I can't get no higher, it feels like I can't get no flyer, it feels like I'm just too inspired, it feels like can't no one test me on the mic.
Through rhythm and rhyme, my truth revealed. They try bottling me up like I was a pill. I'm harder to swallow and even harder to kill. Cold streets made me Iron Man, hard as steel. I spit nitroglycerin straight from the gut. The flow is righteous and I ain't switching up. Ever since the youngest, seeing life good and bad. My friend's mom hooked a crack, living without his dad. Going back and forth to jail. Please accept this call. I need money quick, get a lawyer and bail. The trials and appeals, the wins and fails. It's hard to stand straight with the wind. Knocked out the sales, making it through while grandma prays. I'm hoping one day that her grandkids get saved. Through struggle and strife, the strong prevail. You can see it on them, but never know how it feels.
It feels like a punch to your chest. It
It feels like a gun to your neck. It feels like a plate to your gut. It feels just like a kick in the nuts. It feels like